Hello and welcome to this short video on extending ASP.NET MVC using the Spark View Engine. One of the nice things about ASP.NET MVC is its extensibility. Most of the major components you can plug and replace with an alternative that perhaps better suits your needs. And certainly one component that you can swap out is the View Engine. So by default, we use the WebForms View Engine, but there are a whole host of other alternatives out there. And the MVC Contrib project, I'll give you a link to that at the end of this, has a whole collection of different view engines. But I've picked the Spark View Engine as one to test out and to just show you how to get up and running and displaying pages using the Spark engine as opposed to the WebForms default view engine in MVC. Here we are in Visual Studio 2010, and I'm using the Nerd Dinner project as my testbed because it makes it really easy for me to have some code to start with and just swap out views between the WebForms view and the Spark view. The Nerd Dinner project itself is available on Codeplex. I'll give you a link at the end. And there's also an ebook available that walks through from scratch building the Nerd Dinner application as well. So to get started with the Spark View Engine, the first thing we need to do, of course, is download the code. So I'll give a link again at the end to where to download the Spark View Engine itself and also where to get the documentation. Once you've downloaded it, unzipped it, in terms of our application here, the first thing we need to do is add a couple of references. So go to wherever you downloaded the Spark View Engine, go into the bin folder and add a reference to spark.dll and spark.web.mvc.dll and just add them into your project. Once you've added the references, next thing we need to do to use the Spark View Engine is first of all to register the engine at startup so that ASP.NET MVC is aware that the Spark View Engine is available. So we do that in a similar way to, or at least in the similar place that we register roots. So in application start and global.asax, we can simply go to our view engines collection and add in a new instance of the Spark view factory. I just need to resolve that. Add that namespace in there and we should resolve fine. So we've added that Spark View Factory into our View Engines collection, making ASP.NET MVC aware that the Spark View Engine is available to us. And the final thing we need to do is some configuration. And you can do this in code or you can do it in configuration. And probably the easiest way to do it is in webconfig. Rather than writing code to do it, we'll do it declaratively. And actually, I've got a snippet here. Let's just add that in. So we add a new Spark section. Let's just move that into the right place. So add that into config sections, register that Spark section, and then the Spark section itself, there's a very minimal set of configuration just to get us up and running. We set debug to true. We set automatic encoding on our pages to true, so that automatically HTML encodes the output for us, unless we specify otherwise. And then we register a set of namespaces for use in our views. And that's us pretty much set to go, or at least it should be. Let's just save those two pages. And we can do a quick test and see whether or not the Spark View Engine is working for us. Well, let's create a test Spark page to make sure that the View Engine is correctly installed and configured on our site. So if we navigate to the Home Controller Views and add a new item, we'll make it an HTML page and we'll just call it test.spark. In essence, a Spark page is a special type of HTML page where you can mix and match code into the markup, much like a web forms page. So we can start with a simple HTML page and just say something like, hello from Spark. And if we save that page. Now we've got a page called test.spark. We want that to be that view to be rendered by the home controller. So if we go over to the home controller here, this is the default action index on the default controller, and instead of returning the index view, we're going to ask for our test view to be returned. If we now run that site, hopefully we'll see hello from Spark. So we get some level of confidence that the Spark view engine is running, although we're doing nothing more than just rendering some basic HTML there. Maybe we want to do something that might exercise the view engine a little bit more than that. So we can declare a variable using the Spark syntax, and we'll create a new list. A new list of string, and we're just going to iterate over this list then, and produce the results as an unordered list and make sure that we are executing code inline. So that's the syntax for creating a new variable, a generic list of strings. And the way Spark lets me work with markup and manipulate markup in code is really quite succinct. So for example here, I've got an unordered list and I want to produce a list item for each item in my list of strings. I can simply say for each var s in list, and then in my list item itself, using the syntax dollar, which essentially produces output, and then open curly brackets allows me to execute some code that produces a result. So we use dollar $s, that will just output the value of the current element in the list of strings. Close out our for statement, and now what we have is an unordered list, and then the execution of a for each loop in that list that outputs each element of the list in a list item, and then we close that unordered list again. And now if we save that, run the site again, when that view is rendered, we should see hello from Spark and then an unordered list with our various list items. So it looks good, looks as though the Spark View engine is indeed installed, registered, and configured correctly for us to take advantage of it in Nerd Dinner. We're now at the point where we have the Spark View engine installed, registered, and configured on our site. In the next video, we'll take a look at replacing some of the web forms views with Spark equivalents, and also how we deal with things like master pages and partial views, etc. In the meantime, I'll leave you with this list of resources. There's some blog posts I wrote on this subject on my blog at bit.ly/mospark. The main ASP.NET MVC site is just at bit.ly/ASP.MVC. The Spark View Engine documentation, bit.ly/SparkVE. The Spark View Engine download, the code itself, is at bit.ly/sparkcode. For other view engine alternatives, have a look at MVC contrib. And for the Nerd Dinner code I'm using in this video, go to bit.ly/nerddinner.